not to have shot Idi Amin. I was on, you know who he was? Dictator in Uganda. Well, I did voluntary service overseas in Uganda, so funny enough, I met Amin long before I became a journalist. He was the commander-in-chief of the army. He wasn't yet president. And my job at the school, once every couple of months, was to take kids from the school to the boxing championships in Kampala, which is about 250 miles from my school on the banks of the Nile. And guess who was in the ring as the referee? None other than Idi Amin. He really loved boxing. And, you know, if he didn't like the way the fight was going, he'd finish it off himself. He really would. Anyway, so when I went back as a journalist, he, I think, pretended, but maybe he actually did. He recognized me. We got on okay. I got visas to go back there and this and the other. And then one day he said, I'd like to take you to show me your, we'd like to show you the village where I was born, which is way up at the top of the country. So I said, oh, that'd be very nice. We got into this small executive jet. He was sitting next to me and I was there next to him. And then there was a very burly air hostess back who might have been a bodyguard, I don't know. Swiss pilot there and my cameraman there. So one, two, three, four, five, six people on the plane. And almost immediately he went to sleep. His Stetson fell over his eyes, snoring. And I looked down and I saw there was a holster with a gun in it hanging off his rather ample waist. So I thought to myself, should I shoot him? And for a moment I began to think what would happen. First of all, he might pretend he wasn't asleep. Maybe he was pretending to be asleep. And he made, gotcha! You know, so that wouldn't work. Then I was worried about what actually happens when you shoot a pistol, a high-velocity pistol, at a man who goes through the fuselage. Do you get sucked out the size of a pea, shrink, pressurized to nothing? Or will it revolve inside the great fat man sitting next to me, the President Idi Amin, and stay safely in his body? Anyway, I had enough doubts to think it was not a good idea. So in the end, I did not shoot Idi Amin. But if I had, I'd have saved a lot of lives, but probably lost my own. And I'm not that brave.